Hello, how you guys doing? Great, my voice is a little scratchy, but good, great.
Do you feel any more secure about your position given the trade that took place yesterday?
No, just focused on what we can control as players in that locker room, so we don't really worry about those things. And, everybody's here to earn a job. Only person that doesn't have to really earn it is Joe Thomas, and he's got 9 Pro Bowls to speak to that.
How do you think you threw the ball at minicamp?
I feel like we all went out there, got better. It was good to just get out there with the team and see how receivers run routes and learn their body language. So I felt like that was really good.
Rob, what sort of message does it send to you and the other quarterbacks on this trade? That they believe in the guys. What does that say? What does the message say?
No, like I said, don't really worry about it. You just focus on what's at hand each day, conquering each day, getting better, and learn the language that we're speaking on offense and be able to go out there and execute it.
Do you think franchise quarterback kind of a overused phrase? I mean, is it something that's maybe unfair to throw at guys, especially ones early in their career?
I've learned to not worry about those things anymore. And everyone's going to have their tags and what they call you, what they think you can and can't do. And your job is to go out and win games, not to worry about those tags. So I feel like we're moving in the right direction as far as that goes of being an efficient offense and team and really coming together.
The team doesn't have a ton of talent and that the team's really not going to win much in 2016. What are your first impressions now that you've spent a whole mini camp?
There's a lot of talent out there, that's for sure. And, it's really good. Feel like the offensive line's done a great job getting to the ball, getting it out of the huddle, making the calls. And it was really fun to see those big boys run around and then see our defense fly around and get to the ball. And, the effort and the motivation is definitely there.
Can you talk about what it has been like for you to go from being that guy in 2012 when everything seemed to be going so good for you to not being that guy, at least right now?
No, I mean, you're always that guy in your mind. So, every time you step out there as a quarterback, you have to have confidence, not only in yourself, but the guys around you. And the way you do that is you practice hard every single day. Every throw, every rep is a Super Bowl, and that's the way we're going to work. That's the mindset that Hugh has instilled into us. So that's what we're going to do.
Did you come in and expect to be the starter week one? And does it bother you at all when Hugh and Sasha say that you have to earn it and kind of include you with the other guys in the room?
It does not bother me at all because everything that you obtain in this world is earned. It's not given. So, throughout my career, I've earned everything that I've gotten. And when things didn't work out, it was my fault. So you take ownership of that. And, we as quarterbacks know in that room, the stronger we are as a group, the better this football team is going to be. So we're all in there trying to help each other, all competing for one spot. And I respect those guys.
You have a fairly clear concept of what Hugh's offense is and how that is going to apply to you? Is it still a million miles away to have that concept?
Yeah, it was our first mini camp, 3 days of practice. They threw the kitchen sink at us with everything that we were doing. I even got into situational football a little bit. So it was good to see the guys and see what really, stuck. You throw it all on the board and see what sticks. And I don't think any of us could make an assumption of what our offense is going to be exactly like. But I do think we got an introduction to what Coach Hughes and Peps, what their coaching style is going to be and what they emphasize. So I think that was really important, and we got that out of the 3 days.
What's the coaching style?
A lot of energy. Very demanding coach, and that's what you want. They demand perfection. If you break the huddle the wrong way, then you're going to re-huddle. And it's an expectation that the players have to take ownership of, and we will.
Working alongside Josh McCown for at least how many ever weeks so far, how has he already made you a better quarterback?
Josh has got a lot of experience. He played with Jeff Blake. Jeff Blake. I know Jeff, but God, Jeff Blake, he played. I mean, he's been around the block a couple times, and it's really good to just hear his wisdom. And, like you said, you just got to focus on what's at hand today. And it's good to have a guy like that around and learn from him. Like I said, I don't know what the future holds, but he's a great guy.
On the question of whether you're enjoying this as a brand new adventure, McCurter was in here the other day saying he's calling you Robbie. I shouldn't know what he's called.
My mom calls me Robbie, but you know.
It sounds like the guys are trying to include you, and from what he's saying, you jumped right in and part of the group.
Yeah, and I just am excited for an opportunity to have a fresh start and grow with these guys and do something special here that the fans deserve. And honestly, those guys in the locker room deserve as well. We're all professionals. We all, come from backgrounds of winning, and that's what we want to do. So to change a culture, it takes more than one person. It takes more than just the front office. It takes more than just the head coach. It takes all of us. But Coach Hugh is leading us, and the guys have bought in. And now it's about going out and making it happen.
What are your impressions of Terrell Pryor so far, his bid to become an NFL wide receiver?
Yeah. The other quarterbacks have a little experience with TP. I hadn't had any, but he looks good out there. He's obviously a big athletic guy who can run and catch the ball. So it's our job to continue to help him refine his skills. But, he's a quarterback at receiver, so he's going to work hard. He's going to put in the extra time. He's going to do the studying, and I think the other guys are helping him as well. Gabe and Hawk and Hartline, they're really spending time with him, teaching him the craft, and it's showing up on the field.
Did you have any association with him in the quarterback circles? Or you guys were about the same time. I think you maybe had one more year. Did you have any run into Terrell at any events? Because he was obviously a big-time quarterback at Ohio State.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the other QBs. I'm like, nah, but TP, we were the same year coming out of high school, and he was the number one rated player in the nation. I was not. So I saw a lot of TP, and, we both played as freshmen, and, I just have to remind him that I was the freshman All-American. And But no, he's great. We've talked before I signed with the Browns. It's great to have him here and know that he's going to have that mindset of a quarterback and be where he's supposed to be and try to do everything the right way.
Did the superhero figurines make the trip to Cleveland?
Yeah, they did. I just haven't had I don't have a house or anything yet. So the Incredible Hulk and all those action figures will be in the locker. Don't worry, I'm not gonna ditch those guys.
Josh Gordon, we haven't talked to you since his petition for reinstatement was denied. Now he's got until August 1st. Do you have any contact at all with Josh? And have you been able to help him in any way, or would you, or could you, or what's kind of the relationship there during this time?
Yeah, I don't know what to say to that. Josh's family. So I've had contact with Josh since the announcement. And he knows, I'm sure he'll see this or watch this. He knows I'm always there for him no matter what happens. But I'm rooting for him. I hope he understands the situation that he's in and what's at stake. And I think he does. But it's up to him ultimately to make that decision. You cannot tell a grown man what to do. All you can do is be there for him and try to help guide him. So I've been there for him. We'll continue to be there for him. And I hope he makes the right decision so he can get back in the league and show everybody what he's really made of.
Thoughts on the coincidence that the Redskins traded with the Rams to get to 2. The Rams go to 1 this year. The Browns give up the number 2 pick, and here you are with the Cleveland Browns.
So, a lot of ironic things happening in the league nowadays, but can't really focus on it. The Rams called the Redskins stupid for doing that, and then they did it. So I don't know. I don't care, honestly. whoever they're going to draft, I wish the best for that guy. But it has been a crazy, crazy couple days in the league. Even Josh Norman, with the franchise tag getting taken off. That's pretty crazy. But those are all things that you see, and then you just let them roll off your back because there's nothing that you can control about that. So just focus on what you can control and what's at stake in your building as opposed to what's going on in the other buildings.
Have you gone out to work with Tom House yet?
If I told you that, I'd have to kill you. So. Tom House has been great. It's been a really, really beneficial experience. So,
what facilitated that choice to go work with him?
You want to work with guys that have worked with the greats, and I'm not me personally, and. Every guy in that locker room, we're not working to be average or good. We want to be great. So he's worked with Brady and Breeze and a load of other guys, and they've seen success. So I wanted to take on that challenge and challenge myself to be great and try to work with a guy that knows how to make that happen. So that's why.
What is the main benefit that he provides?
Just the process. Being a NFL quarterback is not easy, but if it was easy, everyone would do it. So the process of how to take care of your body, how to take care of your arm, how to take care of your mind, and set goals each day. It sounds simple, but when you have 1,000 things that are running through your head, protections, formations, plays, reads, it teaches you how to manage that. And then he's just, he's a guru when it comes to arm mechanics and things like that and how to keep your shoulder healthy. So all that stuff's been really, really helpful.
Will you keep that up this offseason?
Without a doubt. It's not just a one-off thing. It's a lifestyle. So I plan on living that lifestyle.
Hey, Robert, having been in that position of the team trading up to get you at number two, does that add any more pressure knowing that teams gave up boatloads of draft picks to get a guy? And would you offer any advice to the two guys that are, expected to go 1 and 2?
No, only advice I would have is, what I said with the mic drop last time was no pressure, no diamonds. It's no biggie. Just go play ball, have fun. And you can't control what they gave up to get you. All you can control is what you do when you get there. So I wish those guys the best. I don't know who it's going to be, but. Always rooting for guys to be successful, unless they're on defense. Then no, not if we're.